to be a pilgrim.
And Matthew, so I have to talk about myself, so no, this is very uncomfortable. So I guess sort of I've, a bit about me, I mean very shortly, I mean I've always been Catholic, I mean I grew up Catholic, I know Jesus, well I knew Jesus, but I fell in love with Jesus 2 years ago on the 27th of March, and essentially since then my life has sort of been turned around. There's been a lot of growth, a lot of healing. Yeah, and so Father John, this year, the other years I've been wanting to come, and Father John mentioned it, and so I just booked this week off. And one thing I've always trusted in my life, Our Lady, actually, Mother Mary. She's always been close, I like what James said about the prodigal son. You know, the father was waiting, but the mother was with me. Anyway, so the retreat for me were two things really. One is peace. The last 2 years, I've really had learnt love, I've learnt happiness, I've learnt joy. But never, I think it was probably my first time in Medjugorje that my soul was at peace. I haven't experienced that before. And this was it was just a huge turning point for me, really. And so I think the whole week I was sort of, I realised, this is what I want. I've been going to Mass, doing lots of prayers, doing everything the last 2 years. There was something that was just missing really for me. Why wasn't I like this at home? And I think one of the second area for me was forgiveness. I mean, I've been to confession, I've been forgiven. I've learnt to love myself, I've learnt God's love for me, but I think the one thing that was always holding me back was to forgive others. And yeah, I mean, for me this trip was, I saw that peace that I could have, and I realised that forgiveness is really, for me, is the way that I can at last finally open my heart to God, to have no reservation, have no boundaries or inhibitions for Him. If I'm closed off, if I can't forgive my brother or sister, how can God enter that bit, So I did, there's a Mount Krušovec, which is the cross mountain. It's a big ass mountain where you have to walk up in like bare feet or shoes or something. It's really rocky and it's quite, And there's the stations of the cross as you go up, and it's really quite beautiful. And we went there as a group. It really hit me as we go up the stations, and one of the last ones, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they have done or something like that. And so just as we were coming up to the end, that really hit me. So I actually did that myself one night, which was petrifying in every sense of the word. Literally in the middle of the night, just me. All my fears were there. I've never said so many Hail Marys so quickly. Just rattling them off. Anyway, but finally, so for me to be able to just give over everything to God, at the top of that mountain, we had to carry a rock up or a stone, and you put the stone at the top of the mountain, you say, this is my baggage, and just give it to Him at His cross. And and so I did. And ever since, it's been peace at last has been upon me. So it's been such a beautiful last 3 weeks to 4 weeks. If any of you have, similar desires, I'd certainly recommend it. Medjugorje is very unique in terms of all the pilgrimage places to go. I find they have all very different promises and blessings. I'm certainly a different man following it, and I'm so glad I went, and thanks to God.